Hello, dear friends. We're starting our Sunday webinar as usual with Dr. Michael Lightman. Good day. Michael Senelvej, Boris, and Simeon Vinokur, the instructors for the International Academy of Kabbalah. We're translating to 22 languages with 30 cities with us. Japan, China, all the cities of Europe. And the topic of the webinar, spiritual life, what is it? We will scrutinize that today. Rav, I heard there's life on Mars. Now, what is this life and what is a spiritual life? The first question, what is a spiritual and spirituality? Rav, you cannot ask this question because to compare two opposites, maybe not even opposites, you could compare the opposites, but to compare these two forms of life is impossible. Our form of life exists only in our egoistic imagination. The book of Zohar says that we exist as in a dream. Our eyes are turned inwards into ourselves. We don't perceive anything from the true universe, but only feel certain fluctuations, certain weak currents within us that meander across our matter, that in reality does not exist. All of this as if in a very clear imagination. It's purely in our imagination. Our entire ego is created only to be repulsed by it and build a correct picture of the world. It's hard to compare these forms. Let's talk on point. Questions. I can answer questions. So, question. What is spirituality and what is spiritual? Where does the word spirit come from? Ralph, spirit is from the word ruach, wind. If matter in its solid form, cold, still, then matter that changes is called spiritual. That is basically two forms of existence of matter, unchanging and changing. The unchanging means that it takes on all kinds of different forms, but not under its own desire, not on its own. Then this matter is called still. Still, vegetative, animal, human matters of this world are still because they take on various forms without their own will, forced upon them by an outside force. But if within the matter of our world all of a sudden would occur a desire to individually change itself, then this matter would be called spiritual. In other words, spiritual matter differs from the non-spiritual matter, is the one that can change on its own. Host, so in spirituality, it turns out that there's no still matter? Rav, no. In spiritual world, any matter is a matter that can change itself. So there is no such thing as still in the spiritual world. Rav, no? Same with us. Still level of nature in spiritual is called spiritual, still. So there is no such thing as a table in the spiritual. Rav, yes, there is. But in our world, it's considered still. Rav, we don't even talk about such matter. These matter that is given to us in our perception doesn't exist in spiritual at all. So, question from Boris from Minsk. They're following each one of your every word. Boris from Minsk is asking, Rav, Minsk, in my early years, oh, to me doesn't matter now what they think. Boris from Minsk asks, if we don't feel anything from our current world, then what do we feel while we eat, looking at the stars? Rav, we are observing how our small egoism is pleasured. This is the limits of our ego, of our world. Outside of it, we don't feel anything. That's our entire life. So there's no such thing as romance or fear or certain love. Rav, this is the earthly material consists of these things. We are animals. But these are not spiritual perturbations. Spiritual perturbations is something I cannot really convey to you, but these are certain sensations of others outside of myself. When I, out of myself, feel those externally to me, and I live with his desires and thoughts, and my opportunity fulfill them, I live with that. Through that, when I live like that, then my life is considered as a spiritual one, and I begin to feel myself similar to the Creator, who also created matter and enlivens it and transforms it constantly into higher and higher degrees. Thus, when I feel another in such a way that I can fulfill him and satisfy him and change him for the better, not according to my own understanding, but according to his desire, then I feel myself similar to the Creator. And then I feel what the Creator feels. That is called spiritual life. This sensation. Host, then there's a question from Florida. What is the main law of spiritual life? Right, the main law of spiritual life, I would even say the main law, is a foundational law. The only law is to live through the desires of others, or by the desires of others. We have lots of questions. Maybe they're similar. Why is the spiritual world not felt by me, Rav? Because you don't have an intention or a desire or a certain stimuli to feel others outside of yourself. What does it mean instead of myself when I feel others as objects and myself as a tool to place this object into a good state? Okay, another question. Albert is asking, what do feelings and worries of concerns of others have to do with the spiritual? Rav, but if I fulfill another and I give to another, then I feel similar to the Creator with that. I'm in the spiritual world and the other person is in this world. It doesn't matter who that person is. If I can exit my desire and fulfill his desire, feeling his desire as main with desires and mine as helping desires, as those that work and help and fulfill, then I feel myself like the Creator. What is my intention? To fulfill another person, Rav. To fulfill the desire of other is to be similar to the Creator, because through that I bring contentment to the Creator. So bring pleasure to that person, I pleasure the Creator. And I'm just a tool. So all of this is done in order to fulfill the Creator. Rav, yes, there are a lot of nuances here. Another question. In the spiritual world, is there such a law as gravity? Rav, gravity? Why not? Any egoistic desire attracts to itself everything that is opposite, positive, and repulses all that is negative, just like we humans do on our degrees. So force of attraction is if something that's attractive to me, I feel it.
And it's the same laws they also attract?
I don't want to generalize this because you can always find other opportunities, other options. Laws are multi-layered.
And the definition of speed? In the spiritual world, is there a speed?
Speed in a spiritual life is the speed with which a desire changes. If the desire doesn't change, then speed is zero. Time stops.
Question from Kharkov. Why do I always try to fulfill desires of others and I feel for them, but I don't feel any creator?
Because you do this for your own sake. You are remaining egoist. That is the problem.
We have a question if you can compare spiritual and the material, and I understand that in material there's a lot of things that we're lacking, and we're constantly all our life running after these pleasures, right? Is that right? So we constantly feel these deficiencies and we're trying to fulfill them, and then spirituality, I heard that it's the opposite, that you have a whole lot of pleasures, and you just have to build your desire for them.
Ralph, you are imagining this to yourself as you enter some sort of a store, and there is so much of everything, and you don't have an appetite. Let's say you're sick, God forbid, and you don't have a desire. But fulfillment, there's a whole bunch.
Can we imagine the spiritual life like this, that it's there's lots of everything, and you're constantly searching?
There's no such thing as bounty. There's a huge opportunity to fulfill others. It's not forbidden in any way, but you need to acquire certain tools and the desires and opportunity for this. And when you start fulfilling others, at the same time, you will receive from the Creator in order to fulfill others, because you yourself don't have anything to do that. And then it's that way you become a link between the Creator and others, which is why all of this goes through you.
Question from New York. What is the material that the machsom, the spiritual barrier, is made out of?
Material? It's one and the same. It's always a desire. Nothing else was created. Creator created a desire. When this desire acquires a certain intention, direction, then it turns into a positive or a negative, into a wall, let's say as a machsom, a screen.
In the spiritual world, is there anything else other than humans, like plants or animals?
Yes, this desire that exists on these corresponding levels.
What's an example of an animal in spirituality?
Okay, it's a desire on a spiritual degree. It's not a form as in our world, a monkey or a tiger.
What is it in spirituality, a desire on the animal level?
It's a desire to fulfill yourself on a corresponding degree, let's say a level of a tiger or a monkey or a mouse or a cat.
So we have desires of animal level, and we have tigers, mouses, and cats.
In reality, these are not tigers, mice, and cats. These are desires that you see in this way. In reality, they don't exist. These desires draw for you these forms.
So as we spoke before, that in order for me to fulfill a desire, we can already move, these are desires, like for example, plant that always aspires to reach towards the sun, and this is how they manifest themselves.
Yes.
And what does it mean that we have animal desires? What about
towards bestowal? Desires?
What about the desires towards family, sex, home?
According to degrees, they're less than the human. They work toward bestowal, though.
We have a question from Asuka. What is a woman in spirituality?
A desire, nothing else. A particular desire let's say, a person on a certain degree has certain types of desires which are interconnected, and they create a certain form for him, and that is called a woman, let's say, that form. Same with men. To try to understand all these questions, they come to one thing, a desire to receive and a desire to bestow. Only these two desires exist, and their varying combinations between one another creates all kinds of spiritual creatures. Our world, unfortunately, does not exist at all. It only exists in our imagination, and it is also formed by the same forces that create within us a spiritual world, except for that for the spiritual world, we need to acquire qualities of bestowal in order to see that world and what happens in it between these two forces of reception and bestowal. But in our world, there have already been created these forms that are drawn for us on our screen and appear to us as this world. So everything that we see before us, still vegetative, animal, nature, in all kinds of variations that exist between them, that is also drawn for us on our inner screen by these two forces. But these two forces, they're on the egoistic level, in the same way the force of bestowal and force of reception, they exist here on the egoistic level. But if we acquire an opportunity to observe all of this on an altruistic degree as a reflection from the screen, then we will be able to master this next world that will also be formed for us by these two forces, the negative and the positive.
So, I'm not going to be mistaken if I say that everything is just the development of a desire.
Creator didn't create anything aside from this. I created an evil inclination. And everything else, the more light you attract towards this evil inclination, it will turn into good.
Are all these animals that you see, are they outside of you or are they inside of you?
Rav, in order to correct yourself, you need to see them within yourself. How else can you correct them? How can I correct anything in this world if I don't feel that it is me?
Well, let's say this creator, the program, the nature has created us in such a way that I see animals, plants outside of me. Why?
You see yourself in order to... How much do you see yourself?
Not enough.
Things within yourself. Everyone sees the world around them. Everything that exists outside of you is all considered you.
What does it mean to correct the way I relate to all these animals and ants? Animals and plants, what does this mean?
This means to love.
What's going to start to happen to them if I get to this stage?
You need to come to a state of love towards everyone and everything so that it becomes your inner part. Then all of this will come back to you.
And what's going to be left?
There's nothing that will remain. There'll just be you, yourself. And people as well. Everything.
Everything enters me.
Yes, everything enters you and felt
so
by you as
you. So I gather the whole world and then I gather them inside me.
Yes, like an opposite state. The way a mother gives birth to a child and he develops and gives birth to others. But this process is the opposite.
So this movie reel was turning on this white light, but in reality, the projector and the movie, everything is inside me.
That's how the book of Zohar writes about it.
So now we just have to understand what these animals and plants are.
To relate to them with love and care. The way they were supposed to exist, in that same way you desire to support them, to relate to them through the good. And that way you will see, then they are truly determined by your attitude towards them. And then the wolf will walk next to a small goat, and a small boy will guard them, host. So Kabbalist sees a wolf and a little goat
this is all,
together.
Qualities that complete one another. Their happiness and their egoism is in such a way where it divides and points them.
Is there a difference between? Is there a difference between loving animals or plants?
Yeah, it depends on the level.
But people are the hardest to love, right?
Yeah, it's the hardest to love another human.
That is easy to love, still, nature.
Yeah, what are these stones anyway?
As it says, sky was created initially. What does this mean? Earth and sky.
Yeah, these two desires, they are opposite to one another, and everything else between them.
And then everything else goes from there. Okay. I still don't understand. What does it mean to love?
You understand what it is to love? To love is to care for the object of your love more than of yourself.
What, I need to care about some animal more than for myself?
Yes, of course, and about the inanimate and vegetative, depending on these different levels of desires that you have inside you, you have to relate to all of the external ones as well. And then you'll see that there's nothing else.
So I relate to my desires in this way. I particularly love my own desires. How do I love others outside of me?
Because in such a way you have the ability to attain the level of creator. So right now you're in complete oppositeness to him, and you relate to the whole world in an egotistic manner. And you're correcting yourself in a more altruistic manner. You begin to see the Creator in the same manner that the Creator sees the world. That's what it means to be in similarity of qualities to Him.
Is this a gradual process or just happens all of a sudden?
No, this is very gradual. It's only with your participation.
Jan from Toronto asks, are they determined only by my attitude towards them? Is this like a miracle? I change my attitude and the whole world changes.
Yes, of course, and the whole world is inside you. It's the same manifestation of a movie reel that happens. Everything is not that difficult. We just need to a bit more sharply pay attention to this and always see the world in such a manner, and then you begin to see like in the movie, you see this fog, and behind it, there's a new world that develops.
You said that it's bad to feel yourself. A question about this. Why bad is the Creator made me in this way?
The perfect Creator created you complete opposite of you. You're completely imperfect. So everything you begin to sense today, with the help of Kabbalah, you should sense yourself as the opposite of the Creator.
Natalia is asking, from which moment does the spiritual life begin for a person?
When he begins to try in everything, and everything that he feels, when he tries to see that there's no one else besides him in all of this, that only the Creator assigns his thoughts, his qualities, his feelings, and everything he feels is only inside those. And it's not him by himself, but it's the Creator who creates all of this.
Maybe this is how he begins to love his environment, due to this.
He tries on all of this.
To come closer to this. Can we interchange the word love with something else?
I am not confused by it for a long time. You don't know anybody who you love?
You can't find another word for this?
I remember when I was young, when I was around 30 years old, that it was confusing with this, but today when I'm 70, I don't get confused.
I think it confuses people. I do instruction with Michael, and he constantly asks me to change this word for something else, maybe mutual understanding, concern. Technology of creation of certain connections, maybe.
Yeah, but if we're speaking about feeling, you can, of course, replace it with some technical terminology. When I get into a desire of another person, another object, and I begin to sense their desires as my own, and I begin to fill them, then the way I relate to the desires of a different person begins to be called love. How else can we call this? To call it a fulfillment?
Doesn't sound good either.
No, it doesn't sound good. How else? It's love and empathy and care and it's sensitivity and perception altogether. But love doesn't really say about anything. It's love. It's like a cow mooing.
There's a worse word called bestowal. We have these two most problematic words, love and bestowal. That's it. That kills people completely.
Bestowal is a very technical term. When I play ping pong with it, with a wall.
Not necessarily together, these words, love and bestowal, they sound in love and bestowal as if you're completing these two terms.
You can ask all sorts of people, especially women, they associate love very precisely with our earthly relationships and egoistic things, but it's something that sits very deeply inside women's perception. Men have it a little less.
But you're saying it's closer to women because they have love for a child.
Yes, right. Because they have this love towards material. They have a love of the material level. It's connected to the love on an animal level, to a child. And that's why there's this definition. It's very strongly inside them, and for a man, not so much. That's why it's a little easier for a man to apply this terminology of love and apply it to spiritual actions.
But for men, it's difficult to bestow. This word "bestowal" is kind of.
No, for men it's much easier. All spiritual work for men is a lot easier than for women. That's why women, they don't have so many spiritual functions as there are for men. If we had such difficult circumstances for spiritual work as women, we would not have been able to do it.
So women are closer to spirituality.
No, you can't say that a woman is closer to spirituality. It's completely different objects, but for women it's definitely a lot more difficult.
For whom is it easier to bestow, for men or women?
To bestow? For me, is it easier to bestow to a man or a woman?
No, in general.
For whom is it easier to manifest the quality of bestow?
The quality of bestow, where is it?
It's definitely for
revealed
a man.
More.
A woman is much deeper in the nature of our world because she exists and works on two levels, on an animal and on a human level.
These are two different levels of aviyut.
Yes.
Another question. The logic of our world remains in the spiritual? Let's say 2 plus 2 is 4.
The logic of our world does not persist in spiritual. In spiritual, this arithmetics do not exist. There's a lot of different ways to calculate things in spirituality. Simply speaking, you can, of course, say that 1 plus 1 is 2, but it matters what you're dealing with.
The arithmetics in the spiritual world is gematria. What does it mean? Does it also relate to a desire?
Yes, of course it has to deal with desires because each letter, it shows a coexistence of different forces of bestowal and reception that create this form. And this form it's the basis. That's why there are 22 letters. They are the base letters. There's nothing else. 9, 9 plus 4. Those are the two letters of Hebrew alphabet that form 10 Sefirot of Bina, 9 Sefirot of Bina, 9 Sefirot of Zeranpin, and 4 Sefirot of Malchut. And there's 5 additional that come from Parsa, a divider.
So the structures point, the vertical line, horizontal line, these are all forces, right?
Yeah, it's a specific coexistence of these two forces. They form letters, and there are no other combinations. You can't really make up anything else, because the upper light that affects a single point that the Creator created, and on its way it gathered all these different influences on the desires of the black dot. And that's why this black dot, when it is reflected on this white phone, it can exist with respect to the desire. And that's why you have 22, only 22 forms.
Let's go back to arithmetics. 1 and 1 would not equal 2, perhaps due to certain synergies or essences.
The thing is, we're not adding 1 to 1. What is it, 1? What is, if it's the Creator and 1 is a creature?
So then what is 2?
See, you need to define what you're doing. On different levels, you'll have different mathematics. Different mathematics, different calculations. What's interesting here is that the laws of Gematria, they're the same everywhere. So because the tensor, they don't change. But in mathematics of our world, it doesn't reflect.
Gematria, is it a certain language? Numerology.
It's not an additional language, it's the primary language. Let's say that it's a language, one of the languages that describes upper world and the processes in it.
Salam describes 4 languages, Torah, Kabbalah, but numerology, he doesn't talk about it. Is it something else?
Yeah, numerology doesn't really enter it.
A question about speed. In the spiritual world, there's only acceleration, but there's no such thing as speed, velocity, constant velocity. How can we understand this? What does it mean?
It's only the result, as you do in our world. If you are in a state of constant calm of movement, then in spirituality, calmness is zero. Doesn't exist. As soon as you stop, I'll tell you like this, that in our world it's also like this. Try to stop some sort of a simple element. It cannot be stopped. It cannot be without movement. It disappears.
Yes, but it has constant speed. Here we're talking about acceleration.
Whether it's constant or not constant, it doesn't matter, but it cannot be. It can be in a still state. In a constant state, I don't know. In our world, of course, we have so-called state in the bodies of our world. But I don't know in the micro world, micro elements, but in the spiritual, there's only increasing of speed, positive increasing of speed.
What is calmness in spirituality? What is it? What a state is it?
Calmness. It's when I'm when I get pleasure from constant application of my efforts and they're increasing. So calm is has to do with my state of receiving pleasure and how I constantly work with it.
Question: what are fundamental daily laws are determined by the laws of the spiritual world?
The most important thing you can say here in general, that our world is governed by the upper world, because our world, it develops under the influence of under the force of its own egoistic development. And when this egoistic development of ours receives this constant nourishment egoistic. That's how we develop. And we have no other movements. We have nothing that would happen by accident, but everything happens under the influence of the upper world. Can we say something simpler, that all the laws of our world, that they are governed by one spiritual law? Can we say that, that there's only one law?
Rav, there's only one law to bring the entire matter in complete correlation with the Creator.
Why do we feel so many different laws, attraction, similarity?
We are broken. We are a broken vessel of Adam, meaning a vessel that was similar to the Creator. Adam means similar to the Creator. It's a common desire that was similar to the Creator. It shattered, became egoistic, consisting of 613 parts, desires, which are completely opposite to each other, which is why our world seems to us multi-layered, multi-sided, as like a kaleidoscope, where you see constant movement and you see different pictures.
Can we use material pleasure as an instrument for spiritual work?
Rav, I don't know. In which way? In a group? Or when we're in our bodies, we can use... What does it mean, material pleasures? I'm sitting in a comfortable chair, I'm drinking warm tea, blown by an AC. Are these material pleasures? I'm not sure what they mean. For Kabbalists, Kabbalists are in their animal bodies, and naturally, that body wants to feel itself comfortable, so that this animal body wouldn't prevent him from working in the spirituality. No one needs to be suffering for no reason.
I read today in the news that in our material world, people, and especially those who compatibility with in the family, they have to be similar in their mental capacity. What does it mean that someone has to be close to one another in their spirits? Do they have to be similar?
No. In oppositeness, there's nothing good. We don't need to think or build our life built in certain romance.
So you agree that in our world we should be similar?
It's desirable to be similar. Yes. Physically, of course, we're not similar. If I'm a man, then my spouse is a woman. If she has certain feminine qualities and he has masculine qualities, there's nothing you can do here. But a general direction in life is very important. Otherwise, we won't feel that we're living together. You see, come home to eat, made dinner, go to sleep, to perform your spousal obligations, and then in the morning you go to work. If together with that you don't feel what the other person is living with or through, but basically, if you, you know, in our world, it's not enough for us to just live an ordinary life, to just get married and have kids and so on and so forth, which is what a real family is, that which has a common spiritual goal.
So you don't see how globalization raises these boundaries, that people who are different in their qualities and their mental capacity, they'll be able to live together?
No, they won't be living together. Our world will become more and more disparate.
And in spirituality, how is this?
In spirituality, I feel that in order for me to attain a spiritual goal, it's desirable for me to be with this person, next to this person, then I'm next to this person. Even if perhaps this person repulses me somehow, I am working with him on a spiritual level.
There are some definitions that, people who are similar in their souls.
This exists only between thieves, criminals.
So when a person becomes completely independent from the Creator?
When he will become completely similar to the Creator. How else?
So the Creator, this is exactly what he wants, so that we would be completely independent from him.
He desires us to be independent from him, yes.
How can an animal body bother to work in spirituality? Maybe there are different levels?
An animal body can interfere if it's not controllable. But if a person can control it and uses the animalistic desires in order to calm himself down and bring himself to a state when his spiritual motivations are the ones that drive him, then everything's okay.
Question from Andrei. Can you say that the spiritual world only exists in the Kabbalistic perception? What's the guarantee?
Nothing else exists. No one can promise you or give you any kinds of promises, guarantees that our world, the spiritual world, is more real than our world. Only the fact that our world is not real has been revealed by Kabbalists, and we feel it and exist above our imaginary world and understand that it was created in this way in order for us to push ourselves from it and enter the real world. The real world, upper one, the spiritual one, is real because there we reveal the Creator, the only moving force that moves everything. And then we truly determine that He is real, that it is real, and it exists. Only because within it we reveal the only force that governs everything.
Alex from Odessa, is it possible to feel what the Creator feels? And what does it mean, what the Creator feels?
Naturally, if I feel the upper world, then I feel in this world the Creator. It's a force that fulfills and holds this upper world together.
So it's objective, I feel what the Creator feels?
In the measure that I feel the upper world, if we gather together in the ten and we create between us, ourselves, certain relationships, if these relationships are similar, even in 125th degree to the Creator, then we feel in our mutual relationships the Creator. Here he is revealed there.
Well, for example, if I bring pleasure to some person, I understand that he receives this pleasure and he is fulfilled from me. Is this what a Kabbalist feels?
If I fill another person, then I would feel what he feels.
So if I feel what he receives pleasure, so that in the same manner I can feel that the Creator is feeling that I'm bringing pleasure to the Creator?
Yes, yes.
Does a person to whom I'm giving pleasure, does he ascend spiritually?
Depends on which degree he is and I am.
What does it mean in spirituality? Birth, death, adhesion, in spiritual?
This is all a mutual mutual closeness of two desires. Two desires can be completely opposite, polar opposites, but they can get close to one another. They become more similar to one another. They can merge and formulate a commonality between them and can really be similar.
What is death in spirituality?
There's no such thing in the spiritual world. It doesn't exist. Yes, birth.
Define life and death.
Birth exists. Birth is when a desire appears, and this desire begins to acquire a greater screen. This is called a spiritual birth, spiritual development. Spiritual death does not exist. There is a transformation from one degree to another.
And when we say that we put aside desires that a person with which a person cannot work with, does it say that you're killing it for a time?
No. There are a lot of opportunities when we transition from one state to another, and in the next state we use partially the previous state. And our other desires that were prepared earlier will be using on higher and higher degrees.
The more you speaking about alcohol, the more alcohol you drink, the more you serve the Creator?
with this, to if you want to bring pleasure to an alcoholic, and this alcoholic acts towards benefiting the Creator? If yes, then okay. There's no other answer, and cannot be. Bestowal at the end of the day comes from the Creator through all of us, and through this chain comes back to Him. And this means to come to a state when we all feel that we bring contentment to the pleasure, to the Creator.
So if someone wants something really badly and we try to give them to them, it doesn't mean anything.
Why do I need to bestow to him? If I, through this, come to a state when I bring contentment to the Creator, I attach to myself additional desires, and through this person I bestow to the Creator.
Why is it that when we move in the spiritual world everything is so confusing?
Well, confusing and unclear, it's because you still haven't revealed within yourself a correct projection, a correct direction, haven't revealed between yourselves the laws of mutual communication, which is why the path is still unclear and foggy. Yes, we're sitting on this wagon and driving through the fog, including this horse that drives us.
Yeah, it's unclear what will happen. And you said that in spirituality there's two states. There's love and hatred. They exist together.
One cannot exist without the other.
And in our world, it's different. It's up. You can either love or you hate. You can be in either this state or that. Is that the difference between the spiritual and the material? Can you say it like this?
In our world, it also doesn't exist, except that we don't feel these qualities simultaneously. But they do exist together. Absolutely. Which is why from love to hatred, there's just one step. What you love subconsciously within yourself exists an opposite picture. The fact that you love and hate.
And these two states, they create this volume in which spirituality manifests? Can you say it like this?
Yes. Yes. It cannot exist that I love something and without the fact that I can also potentially hate that.
Why do you need so many worlds? The question is, why do you need so many? Why do you need so many?
Our world is not considered a world. It's considered a black point.
Even better.
Spiritual worlds are necessary for us to attain the level of the Creator. Because from the Creator, the light began to disseminate, to influence on the desire that was created by him, and this created desire under this influence of the upper light began to develop until it reached 125th degree of the Creator, which is called our world. Here it has shattered and blew up, and we from our world collecting this desire begin to ascend 125th steps upwards towards the Creator.
So you're saying that this Big Bang is somewhere on the bottom over there?
Yes, yes, yes. This is our world. In our world, there are no degrees.
We said that in the material, everything is divided into many different objects. It's like a honeycomb. We see the world, everything's divided, and it's divided further into vegetative, animal, inanimate levels. And in spiritually, you're saying that everything happens in one body. What does it mean? How can you explain this?
Common desire. Maybe that's what I meant. In the spiritual, everything occurs in a common desire. There could be a lot of varying opposite desires, aspirations, directions, qualities. They're all united by one common screen. I collect everything, all the pluses and the minuses into one bag. I tie it together. I don't want to use it for fulfilling the Creator.
So there are differences.
Yes.
So we can compare it to like a human body. Like there's so many different cells and the joints and so on.
Well, let's say you direct it towards a certain exercise.
So there's one desire and everything is aimed towards. Where is it aimed towards?
Towards fulfilling the Creator, and as a result, receive pleasure for yourself.
Dear teacher, question. Before studying Kabbalah, I was such a light and happy person. Right now, I start to feel heavier.
How old is she? How old is she? Okay. Rostov. This is her sitting there asking the question. Who are you? Show me who she is. They're pointing to her. Okay. She doesn't seem like a difficult person. Maybe a little shy. All right, what can I tell you? You see, it says, one who increases his knowledge increases his burden. Of course, a person that studies Kabbalah, he cannot be frivolous or pleasant person. He includes in himself very different and opposite qualities, opinions, which is why a Kabbalist is not an easy person. It's not a man or woman to flirt with. It's for a serious life to attain the Creator above yourself. So, of course, we won't again see you this frivolous and light-headed butterfly. You will be a serious lady. Hosts. But there's a lot here. Joy.
Rav, there's a lot of happiness and there's a lot of attainment. This pleasure from attainment is, of course, of the upper worlds, upper qualities, upper causes and effects. So this frivolity, it leaves after itself this bitter aftertaste.
From what I understand, we understand corporeal more or less. Can we say that in corporeal, we are pleased by the result? It's we constantly await results here in our world. But in the spiritual, I receive pleasure from the work itself.
Yes, of course, because I aspire towards the Creator and I try to find, how can I influence Him more? How can I aspire towards Him more? This is where my pleasure lies.
Is this correct that time disappears? There's no such thing as time, right?
Yes, because there's no time in spirituality.
But in our world, because time is the distance between the result and the start of work.
Right, right. This is why we can expand or contrast time and spirituality. It's standing still.
This is why big Kabbalists always say that they would like to forget everything. Not because of this.
No, this is not why. In spirituality, the time is measured only between actions.
Still, in our world, can we experience? Are there examples when a person works and receives pleasure from the work itself?
Why not come to any master? He gets pleasure. He could be a musician, a sculptor, or somebody who works with wood, a carpenter. It doesn't matter. If he's a master, then he gets pleasure from his work. He goes into this work. For him, it's complete euphoria, pleasure. But it's not Kabbalah. But it's mastership, it's art.
That's a good advice. If a person needs to receive pleasure, and he found something that would give him pleasure.
It's all good. He found himself in some niche until he dies. We shouldn't recommend this.
So we shouldn't recommend this, okay.
And I know this by myself, that very often when I feel this quality to go and feel this art, and when I get pleasure from the work, and this work is my goal, in order for it to look good, and they would give this result. Of course, this is not... it's not the purpose of life.
But studying Kabbalah, well, is it also possible to fall into a certain artisanship?
You're not going to be allowed to do this. Nothing. You're going to be... you'll have such questions excited.
Maybe writing books.
No, this also goes away. And you also need to know how to write books. It's something that develops you. But that's not the goal either. Maybe you'll have 20 books left after you, and then what? It's not you, it's just some books. They'll call them yours. What's the point of it? Where are you in all this?
Everything changes, it's true.
There were times when people lived for the sake of this. No, today this is pointless, so you don't need any of this. It doesn't matter what anybody says.
But we have a blitz of questions. We have a lot of questions. We want to fill this topic. Blitz. What is a measure of spiritual effort?
Measure of spiritual effort? Like an hour? In our world, it's kilograms or newtons. Then this measure of spiritual effort is a unit of measurement that measures that is measured in desires. It's the measure of aviyut, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on each level.
Is it possible to determine a person's spiritual degree?
Yes, it's possible for a person to determine his own degree. Or a Kabbalist that are higher than he is can weigh and define this.
Is it possible to be stuck in Mahsom, spiritual barrier?
No, it's something you either get past it or you're before it.
You don't get stuck in it.
No.
Why does the Creator Nira bestow? Does he have certain unrealized desires?
To bring the creature towards perfection. That's his goal.
Vladimir, how are laws of spiritual world exhibited in this world for people that don't know what Kabbalah is?
They're on an instinctive or a subconscious level. They don't know what's going on. This is how they manifest.
Where do Kabbalists fix spiritual tools if they do break?
Spiritual tools... they don't break. They already broke one time, and then they just go this process of fixing. They broke when the Adam was shattered, and after that they just get reconstructed.
How does earthly connection differ from spiritual connection?
To feel one another for self-pleasure, and in spiritual it's to give pleasure to another.
What is a rich spiritual life?
A rich spiritual life is one where the light of Chokhmah and light of Chassidim connect with one another.
How are worlds created and who truly governs them?
The worlds are external instruments in which the person's soul exists, this inner instrument, and who controls them? Of course, the upper light or the creator. They were created by the dissemination of the upper light by the creator on the egoistic desire. And through these worlds, through this ascent in the worlds, a person must reach the creator.
To control an animalistic body for the sake of spiritual advancement needs to be done through fear or will.
Don't control it at all. Just give it what it needs, and that's it. It's like a horse, or it's like a donkey. You must feed it. You must wash it, let it sleep, give it whatever it needs to live, so that it would help you in your spiritual ascent.
How to push from to exit this world?
To push yourself away from your egoism and rise above it.
what is the most dependable compass for traveling the spiritual reality?
More and more quality of bestowal.
We have one and only announcement for today. 27th, day after tomorrow, in St. Petersburg, there will start a new practical work course on working in the group. Please sign up and you'll make it to the very beginning of the course.
I want to advise everyone, and I advise everyone all the time, and it doesn't matter if you're a beginner or if you're continuing, please be with us in the morning lessons. Who didn't see today's morning lesson? I conducted it together with our friends from all parts of the world. Please watch it, and maybe not once. We're really talking about the very essential questions of spiritual ascent. In our morning lessons, you can see all of this. And I think that this is exactly what will define spiritual, reaching the spiritual goal for yourself. Please be good and be well. Thank you.